everyone, welcome again to the Living Ministries Radio Broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Spirit. And I'm here to tell you something about the Lord, our God and King. He loves you. He cares about you as a person. He cares about you personally. Jesus died for every soul on earth. From Adam to the last man born, He loves every one of us. The good, the bad, the wicked, He loves us all. So He died for everybody. But everybody don't love God, and that's to be understood. And He died that we might get saved. It's not that that was a guarantee, but there were people of covenant. There was a remnant that He knew about. But He died that we might get saved. There was no real guarantee. Because sometimes many people reject it. But Paul wrote about something. He said, the way of truth will be evil spoken of. This is why. The enemy is trying to hide something from you. When you hear me talking about the enemy, I'm talking about Satan, a.k.a. Lucifer, a.k.a. the devil. He's also known as the father of lies. He's trying to hide something good from you. He don't want you to know about Jesus. So if he can't get you to just not believe in God and just not worry about it, if he can't get you to do that, you got too much sense to realize that God is. I mean, you got too much sense to realize that they lying when they say God is not. And you got enough sense to know that there is a God, because the evolution theory and the Darwinian theory of evolution is stupid. And nobody in their right mind really believe that. They want to believe something else because they don't want to be subject to a God that they can't see. And I was a child in school when they had to teach, the teachers had to talk about evolution. I thought it was stupid. And I still know, it's stupid. Even the scientists, there was a time you couldn't be a credible scientist unless you were a Darwinist and adopt his narrative. But that's foolishness. Nothing comes from nothing. God always was, and He always will be. And He loves us, and we're made in His image. Some people say, well, when you're dead, you're dead. No, you're made in God's image, you will live. Your body will die, but your spirit cannot die. Your spirit will suffer pain, or it will live in the kingdom of God. And the Lord created hell to shut sin down. There's no room for sin in His kingdom. That's why he took great measures to get rid of sin. He washed our sin away by the blood of Jesus. He had done no evil. He was born of a virgin. See, sin is transferred by the male. He was born of a virgin. And I got scripture for it. The woman was deceived. Now, there's a scripture for it. But I want to focus on something else right now. The challenges you face to believe on Jesus is there. Yeah, see, the resistance you feel when you consider Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it comes from the fear of Satan. Satan fears you knowing God. He knows that if you get to know Jesus Christ, He can't dominate your life anymore. And He knows this. He knows how to deceive. He has to keep people in a state of deception before they get saved. And if you get saved, then He challenges you in other ways so that you won't live the life of God. If the light of God shines through you, now, it's not natural light I'm talking about. I'm talking about the example of truth, the example of wisdom, the example of the love of God, the example of the purity of God. If you have standards and you don't compromise, this is what Satan is afraid of. Because you will win souls if you walk in the light. If you yield to the Lord and live according to His word, the blood of Jesus washes. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you're in covenant with God. Your sin is washed away. And when you receive his word, you receive the knowledge of love. When you live the knowledge of love, this is how you fulfill the law. See, I'm going to tell you the easy way. I love the easy way. I'm going to give you all the shortcuts I know. And there are shortcuts. If you start in Genesis and read about the law and try to keep the law, you're going to find out that you can't. The purpose of the law is to show you that you are in sin and you need help from God. Now, like I said earlier, Jesus washed away our sin. He did something about it. When you believe on him, you get a brand new spirit. You're just like a brand new computer. You take it out of the box. There's no viruses on it. You know, from the moment you get saved, there's no viruses. But you have to fill your heart with the word of God. And you do that by reading it or listening to what God has said and pondering it, thinking about what the things of God and just living. The sin nature has been broken. So now you can live according to the word of God at your will. But when you live by the love of God, you fulfill the law. Now, all the things that point to Christ, the ceremonial rituals that they had to do, the new moons and the sacrifices and the different types of offerings, all those things point to Jesus Christ. Now, that when you believe on Jesus Christ, you fulfilled all the ceremonial laws. And when you live by the word of God in love, not to show out, not to make yourself look good, but because it's right. You live according to the love of God in sincerity, not for vain recognition. Sometimes preachers try to out-preach each other. That Jesus said it this way. He said, do nothing for vain glory. So when you do that, you got your reward. But when you do what's right, because it's right, now you're fulfilling the law. And you're not going to want to go out there and do wrong. Now, the enemy will tempt you, just like he do everybody, and try to get you in sin again, try to get you interested. But if you stay in the love of God, you can live above the snake line. You know, on very high mountains, there's a point that snakes won't cross because it's just the altitude is too high. And they don't like to be on high ground that way. So they make a line when the mountain men stop seeing snakes, they draw a line, and that's the snake line. When you live according to God's word, you live a grade higher than the world. You're doing things the world can't do. Now, the world system is Satan's kingdom. Anybody that loves the world somewhere, they are the world. And the world loves its own. Those that are in the world system, they love the things of this world. They love the cares of this world. They love the sin of this world. But Jesus died to get you out of it. Now, I want to talk about your parents. If you come from a good home, parents that pray for you, honor your parents because they love you. And when they're praying for you, you can live when others will die. Because your parents are praying for you. They're doing what's right. If they are saved, if they believed on Jesus Christ, and they're in covenant with God, and they're living the life of God, when they pray, their prayers have meaning before the Lord because they are clean. But if you happen to have parents that don't love God, that do love the world, that have gotten in sin, forgive them. And still honor them as parents, but you live the light. You live according to God's word. Now, I'm going to tell you some things that will happen as you do. And this is why I'm saying that. If you love your parents, live the light. If you love your children, live in the light of God's word. Because little eyes are watching everything you do. The word said, if you train up a child in the way they should go, when they're old, they won't depart from it. And this is why. Now, taking them to church and dropping them off is not training your children. That's a step in the right direction. And they might get saved and end up getting you saved if you're not saved. And they'll learn things and it'll help their life and you're going to see the fruit of it. That's better than nothing. But if you go to church, if you live the life of God before them, and you live according to the love of God, you're fulfilling the law in their eyes. You're showing them how to live. And then when you teach them about the word, they believe you because, you know, nobody listens to a hypocrite. A person that say, do this, and then they're doing wrong and they know it. That's going to taint. People don't look at things with all insight. They look at things for as they see it and as they understand it. So if you live the life of if you live according to the love of God, and then you're gonna earn their trust. And then when you teach them God's word, they believe you. They believe you much faster if you're doing the word of God. But people are out there. You know, there are divorced people talking about the other parent, broadcasting all the evil that that person have done. And that's not productive. That's counterproductive, because your children's other parent. And if you're broadcasting all the things that they're doing, that's not productive. Sin is to be forgiven. If you can forgive your enemy, and forgive the people that do you wrong, and live according to the wisdom of God. See, God has instructions for every situation. When people are an enemy, you don't have to be an enemy to them, but you can be wise, and you can pray, and the Lord can help you so that you can stop the animosity. And the Lord can put people in a position where they can't bother you anymore. But never ever tear people down. That's not productive. People can cost you money. They can cost you time. They can harass your life. That's when you go to the Lord. And see, if you keep the fight supernatural, there'll be no casualties. Don't handle things in your own strength. So if you had parents that didn't do right and did do wrong and gave you bad advice or whatever they did against you, forgive them. Live the life now. This is why. Jesus will help you. You're not down here by yourself. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to guide you in life, to help you do all these things. Now, many times Christian people, when you go to church, they tell you not to sin. And they make a big deal about don't sin. Well, don't. Jesus said don't sin. But don't focus on it. Focus on Him. If you want to stop the process of sin in your life, you're going to have to learn to trust Him, because that's the only way out. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And this broadcast is on the website now in real time. So, continuing. When you live according to God's word, He will help you. He will give you dreams in the night. I'm not talking fiction. I'm talking real dreams. He'll give you insight. The more you rely on the Lord and trust His word. When you study His word, study it with the intent to do it. You got to believe it by faith, just like your salvation is by faith. You heard the word, you believed the word, you acted on it. When you believed it, that's a step in the right direction. And when you act on it, when you ask the Lord to save you through Jesus Christ, He does immediately. And you can sense His peace. Now, all the questions you have, you need to be asking God your questions, the questions that you feel uncomfortable asking other people. And I promise you, He will answer you. I asked a pastor once, how do you know when God's talking? He said, God speaks to you primarily through the word. So develop a healthy study habit. You're going to get a lot of answers that way. And then he said, and he can speak to you through other people. Mature Christians, He'll get the answer to you. So you want to go to church? You don't tell people your business. Ask God your questions, and He will, I promise you, He will cause people to say what you need. And then thirdly, the Holy Spirit can tell you Himself. He can give you a dream. You might have a conversation with the Lord. The Lord might even take you to heaven and tell you. All these things have happened to people that I know. The Lord let me go to hell and see people going to hell. And then next year, he called me to the ministry. So I have a devotion to your soul. I want you to live forever. All this is true. The word of God is true. Every part of it is true. Your enemy is true. He's out there. And he wants to keep you from everybody that gets saved. They broke through the barriers of the world. The restrictions you feel when it's time for you to get saved, that come from the enemy and the demons that camp around your life to watch it, to see what you're doing. But the angels that camp around your life to protect you are also there too. So when you pray for your children, the angels are activated. When you pray for your parents, the angels are activated. And when you pray for yourself, your angels are activated. And you're involving God in your life. That's very important. But don't focus on the parents. Don't focus on your problems. Don't focus on what they didn't do, what they should have done, and how they, whatever they did, and how they bash each other. Don't focus on all that. That's a product of ignoring God. So if you ignore God, guess what? Your life, your children are going to have a worse life than you did. But if you focus on Jesus Christ, you're going to start receiving answers. You're going to start getting your doubts solved. You're going to start healing. The healing process of salvation will continue in you when you focus on Jesus. No matter what other people are doing, and I promise you, they probably won't do you right. And some people will. Some people care about you. Some people pray for you. And every, you know, in every family, hopefully there's somebody that loves God and they actively pray. Some people love God and they don't actively pray. They love God, but they don't know how to pray. They have so many problems that they're bogged down. And they don't feel like God will hear them because of problems. But see, when you take time to study the word, the healing process continues. See, knowledge, it takes knowledge to live this life. The knowledge of God's word, the wisdom of God's word. When you don't know what to do, every day, study the Proverbs. Start at the beginning and keep reading. And when you find a spot that's really hitting the spot for you, study that part extra until you get it. Yeah, but that studying will make me weary. Well, not studying will make you more weary. It's easier to live this life with the knowledge of God than to struggle through it without the knowledge of God. Because if you try to, let me tell you what you're up against. You're up against an enemy that did see the face of God. He's much older than we are. He's smart. He's very intelligent. Even though he's a stupid coward, he's still very intelligent. He's not to be, it's not wise to underestimate Satan. Because he's got a scheme against those that love God. He's got a scheme to those that go to church. He's got a scheme for those that don't go to church. He got a scheme for people who love the party. He got whatever you're into, he got a scheme to trap you with his sin. See, if you start sin, causes you to be Satan's slave. Because you become a servant to the sin that you like. You'll get to the point that you'll get boring and you'll wish you wasn't like that no more. There are so many people who drink, they wish they were not alcoholics. There are so many people that are that's in adultery, they wish they could just be normal again. And there are prostitutes wish that they had a loving home. They wish they wasn't like that. And they feel worthless. Now, to God, they're not worthless. Jesus died to save them too. Everybody I just mentioned, Jesus died to save them out of their misery. There are drug dealers that wish they could just go get this work somewhere else. But they get addicted to the money. And they're not happy people. Why do you think drug dealers kill each other? They're driven to darkness. They're driven by money and pride. They're in fear. And they have to pay people. They have to pay bodyguards. They're afraid of the law. They're afraid of lawyers. They're afraid of judges. They're afraid of the other drug dealers. That's the most miserable way to live. And they look out the window. They want to know what's coming. They hope nobody uses a drone and drop a bomb on the house. They worry about everything. I know what people go through. See, when you follow the Holy Spirit, you know things that other people don't. The Lord will show it to you. You got to understand. When you see the enemy, Satan will. He don't just get you in sin. He trap you in sin. He give you things to fear, so you'll definitely stay in it. And you're living your whole life trying to survive. But if you and then when you sow bad seeds, you got to pay for it. Sin is very expensive. It's going to cost you something. Every time you sin, you're going further in the hole. Even if you're making money off your sin, you're more spiritually bankrupt than you know. But when you believe on Jesus, He will wash away your sins. Now you still got to reap what you sow. But the good thing is, you stop the process. You will live forever. You will reap what you've sown, but you won't go to hell. You know, there are people who do wrong for years and years and years, then they get saved. Well, they may not live long. Something always happens when people sow wicked seeds. You can't sow wicked seeds and live. And you only have so much time to do this. But don't be afraid of all that. Start the process of life. Receive God's word. Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're just going to have... If a man can listen to a snake with no credibility that lied against God and act on what the snake said, he can definitely act on what the living God said. He can definitely act on what Jesus said. Now, if you can believe a snake over Jesus, you shouldn't go to heaven. But God loves you. You got to trust Jesus. You're just going to have to. I'm right. I'm right about this. You're just going to have to trust Jesus on this. He's the only way out of this mess. And the whole world that have the world system that have turned their back on Jesus Christ. There are secret organizations. There are evil men. There are wicked men. There are wicked leaders of countries. See, when you read the back of the book, 10 nations are going to give their power to the beast, to the Antichrist, who is the opposite of Jesus Christ. Why do you think the country is so messed up? There are people, American people, in high places, and not the president. In fact, he slowed things down because other presidents, they were selling our country. You know, they signed in, the NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. That took jobs away from you. And they said, and these presidents said that they were your friends, but Donald Trump, he reversed it. And when the economy was getting strong, then the attacks. So when it comes to, you got enemies out there. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. But God raised up people that will do right. And they become unpopular. True preaching is unpopular. That's just the way it is. And, you know, people want to accuse. And these are things you have to take to the Lord. Things that you're concerned about. If you go to the Lord and just give it to Him and pray. When I go to the Lord, I have to be neutral. I have to forget about my opinions and my concerns and ask Him my questions. That's how you get answers. Now, the world system is a system. You may not like what I'm saying, but you're going to have to do your own research. And I wish you would. Now, I have opinions and conclusions that I've come to, but they were based on things that I learned from the Lord, my God and King. You're just going to have to do the same thing and see what He tells you. You don't have to go by what I say except for Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. Because when you follow Him, you have peace. That peace don't exist in the world system. Now, peace is perfect alignment with the love of God, the purity of God, and the wisdom of God. Peace is fellowship with God. who is in perfect alignment with the love of God, the holiness of God, and the purity of God. And I say he loves you, and he meant it. I say he loved you because he said he loved you. I know he loved you because he loved me. And he put many things in place. If you study the prophets of the Old Testament, Satan was always trying to undermine what God was doing. When Moses was born, the Pharaoh had all the children thrown into the river to be eaten by crocodiles, because Satan had him to fear that the Hebrew people would rise up. But see, even the people that the enemy is tricking, they don't always cooperate with him the way he wants them to. Moses ended up being raised in Pharaoh's house by his daughter. His daughter found the baby and then ended up getting Moses' mother to raise him. And he was the man that fed the Hebrews to the crocodiles because Satan was afraid that Moses would rise up. Satan is not perfect. And if you follow the world, you're following an imperfect leader. And Satan is the head of the world system. He's the head of the global governments. And they hate Christians. So I'm calling you out of darkness into light. And if you go, they're going to hate you. But love them. Because God loves you. We got people that God can save that are deceived by the enemy. So this is why we pray for people anyway. If you hold animosity against people, that's not productive. And they will do you wrong because they didn't seek the love of God. And there are many parents that don't. There are many children that don't. And parents, to those who are parents and they have children that won't listen, love them anyway. But deal with them according to the word of God. If you deal with them according to God's wisdom, the written word and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the spoken word of God, the thing that when God give you a dream about your children, do what God said do. Some children, they won't lunch out because you keep giving them all, you keep paying their bills for them. And the Lord may tell you otherwise. He'll show you when to help them and when to let them go. He'll give you things to say to them that will encourage them again. And when they, you know, if they're being a problem, handle it God's way. God has answers for you now. You need a relationship with the Lord so that you can hear what he's saying. We all do. Deal with people according to wisdom. And it takes some time. Be patient. If God is working in the situation, if he's giving you dreams and what to say and how to pray, do it. And stop complaining. Complaining amplifies the problem that already exists and is not productive. But when you do what God is saying to do, you're growing as a person, and the healing of salvation is operating in you and through you. And when you follow through with the love of God, You can change some things. And hopefully you'll change it before your children that are grown ruin the lives of your grandchildren. Because in due time, you will be gone. You will die and go on to heaven. And they'll be left here. You want to get them on board with God before you leave the planet. And we have a window of time to do these things. But don't be afraid. If anything can be salvaged, God will help you do it. And you have to be a priest in your home. Whether you're a child or a parent, whether you're interceding for your parents or interceding for your children or your friends or your spouse or your children, the love of God trumps everything. And I know that people hate Trump, but we don't need to hate anybody. Hating people is dangerous. Talking about people you never met is not good. Jesus said, if you call a man a fool, you're in danger of hell. So it's not so good. I hear people talk about people like their dog. And I know, when I hate elections. I hate them because people bash each other. Even Trump bashed people he was running against. And that's not right. But still, it's not productive. You don't have to do what other people are doing. Just like parents that did wrong, you don't have to copy what your parents did when they were wrong. Copy what they did when they were right. Copy what they do when they're right. But don't copy what they do when they're wrong. Anybody that's wrong is just wrong. I don't care who it is. But do what Jesus said do, and your whole life will become safe. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.